All right, what's going on, everybody, and welcome to the All-American Music Podcast. Today, we are going to be discussing the highly influential blues artist Otis Rush. Otis Rush was born in Philadelphia, Mississippi in 1935. He started teaching himself how to play guitar at the age of 8 and was surrounded by the sound and style of the Mississippi Delta Blues most of his early life. He moved to Chicago when he was 14, and there he was introduced to the more urban and electrified sound of blues. He decided he wanted to become a musician after seeing the revolutionary artist Muddy Waters live. From there, he started his music career. The single that caught people's attention and sparked his career was I Can't Quit You Baby in 1956. He went on to create many other hit songs and become a revolutionary artist. Otis Rush was a product of the blues becoming electrified in Chicago, with much of his inspiration coming from Muddy Waters. In Deep Blues by Robert Palmer, his style is described as adding modern jazz influences, including the idea of taking long improvised solos to his Mississippi blues roots. Rush's approach is sophisticated, even in the way he holds the guitar. Rush uses a left-handed technique, playing the guitar upside down and backwards. This is something that not many guitarists did, but other legendary artists, such as Jimi Hendrix, used this technique as well. But it's not just Otis Rush's musical technique and style that gives him such notoriety. It's the way his music and lyrics discuss American values and struggles, allowing the listener to connect their problems and feelings with Rush's songs. One of his songs that I feel does this the best is the song Working Man off of his 1969 album Morning in the Morning. This song captures one of the most concrete American values, working hard. I'm just a working man, but I'd stay busy every day. The lyrics are pretty simple. Otis Rush is just a working man, doing what he can to get by. Although this could be perceived as negative, these feelings of being just a working man come across as happy and with a positive attitude. The song is in a major key, which makes the music sound brighter and happier, and is at a steady 103 beats per minute. It makes me imagine people waking up in the morning and strolling to work, excited to have the opportunities that an American has to become something greater. Being a working man is a part of the American dream, something that everyone has to do to achieve their goals. This also reminds me of a scene in the novel Jazz by Toni Morrison, where Joe and Violet are taking a train to the city. The novel evaluates everyone's feelings on the train, saying, they weren't even there yet, and already the city was speaking to them. They were dancing, and like a million others, chests pounding, tracks controlling their feet, they stared out the window for the first sight of the city that danced with them, proving already how much it loved them. Just like the feelings described in Working Man, all of these people are excited to seek new opportunities in America and become working men and women. Another song where Otis Rush describes American ideas and struggles is Double Trouble, first released in 1956. I see Working Man and Double Trouble as two sides of the same coin. While Working Man talks about how exciting it is to be a working man in America, Double Trouble deals with the hardships that Americans have to go through socially and economically. This song is in a minor key, which gives off a more depressing feeling. The song is also at 70 beats per minute, which makes it feel sluggish and tired. Otis Rush evokes feelings of desperation and defeat through his lyrics and guitar playing. His vocal style conveys his frustration and exhaustion with his struggles, with the guitar wailing out licks in between his vocal parts. Yeah, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep decent clothes to wear. Some of this generation is millionaires. I can't even keep decent clothes to wear. Laugh at me walking, and I have no place to go. Otis Rush talks about his economic struggles, which is something many Americans face. He did not grow up rich, like many other people, and worked hard to become such a well-known musician. He also talks about being laughed at on the street, which describes the problems he faces socially, being criticized by his peers, or just by random bystanders. This song describes the rut that Otis Rush sometimes finds himself in, and everyone can sometimes end up in. This song feels very relatable because this is a problem lots of people in America face, not knowing what to do with their lives, struggling economically, and feeling alone. Otis Rush and other artists of his era have become very influential to music today in terms of music and lyrics. Otis Rush wrote many songs about the feeling of being in a desperate situation, wanting to work to get out of it and become successful. This is a topic that is still written about today, especially in modern hip-hop music. One artist that I see the most influence in is the Houston rapper Travis Scott. The bonus track titled Never Catch Me off of his immensely influential album Rodeo from 2015 has many of the same characteristics as the songs previously discussed. Just as blues became more electric in Chicago in the 20th century, we see hip-hop incorporating more electric guitars, such as the way Travis Scott uses an electric guitar combined with synthesizers to create a massive, dark, and dooming vibe. Picture being locked in the box selling beats cause you need dollars. They say I can make it to the league, mama. $500 all we need, mama. Then we gon' be on. Titus in the lights off. Pops eating up the stove. Was close to stealing the killing her just to get them on. Travis talks about being in a bad financial situation when he was a kid, and how his dad would light the stove for warmth when they couldn't afford electrical bills. He was selling beats to make money for his family, and he comes across an opportunity to make it big in the music industry. This is similar to what Otis Rush talks about in Double Trouble, being down on your luck and just needing a chance. This is a struggle that Americans have faced throughout the nation's history, and it only makes sense that it lasts through the generations and bleeds into our culture and art. Music is a form of art that we use to convey complex feelings in a short amount of time. Otis Rush and other musicians are able to say so much to their listeners about America and people's feelings about America, not only through their lyrics, but the music itself. People feel a connection to music when they can relate to it on a personal level. And when people find out that other people have a connection to the same music, they may find a relationship with a person they never would have found before. That is why music and other arts are so important to our society, because of how it binds us. It can be used as a tool to rebel or to rebuild. Music has had a long history, and it is constantly changing and molding into new things. Otis Rush and tons of other jazz and blues artists have cemented themselves as some of the most influential artists for music history because of their contributions to rock, pop, rap, and their subgenres, and will continue to do so for the rest of American history. Thank you for listening to the All American Music Podcast. This podcast was written, directed, produced, and edited by Cameron Barrett. We do not own any music in this podcast. All rights are reserved to the rightful owners.